诸位菩萨，阿弥陀佛。
Good morning, everyone.
我们上一周解释什么是真如法界哈。上一周有听到真如法界的意义的，请举手。上一周有来的。
So last week we talked about what the Dhamma realm true suchness mean. Please raise your hand if you were here last time.
举一下。
Please keep raising your hands so we
can
count.
大多数来，这一位是新的。
Okay.
香港。
Everyone almost here, but there's only one new person.
好，真如法界哈，这个词呢，其实我们上次是用梵文的词来去拆解哈，然后合起来它的意义哈。
So last time we talked about the meaning of Dhamma realm of true suchness from the literal meaning in Sanskrit.
那如果我们简单的说呢，其实它意思就是真如哈，就是真假的真哈，就是指说真正如呢，就是这个样子，如其本然，如其本来的样子叫真如。那加上法界呢？就法界就是佛教的名词，就是说指宇宙万物的一切通称为法界。那真如加上法界呢，就是说万物如其本来的样子。它什么样子呢？它没有永恒独立不变的存在。
So in a simple way, the meaning of the Dhamma realm of true suchness, true suchness can be explained as the word 真 means real, and the word 如 means just as is, just the way it is, the original faith. And the word 法界 is a Buddhist term which refers to the all dhammas in the whole universe. So the meaning of the Dhamma realm of true suchness.Can be explained as things as they really are without external existence, and it's a type of existence without impermanence, independent and not changing.
那这样的一个境界呢，就是什么？就是一个真正彻悟的修行人，他就可以真正达到就是。身跟心，然后跟环境呢，都能够就是如实的看到宇宙一切的真理的状态。
So this is a state of enlightened persons. They can perceive the whole universe as they are, without an external influence.
那在佛陀时代，我们叫做原始佛教时代，阿含经里面呢。其实也有这样谈，就是说，如果弟子们哈、哦、可以针对因缘法、缘生法，能够如实的正知正见，看到一切的因缘法哈、哦，那这个时候他内心没有任何的怀疑，那这样的一个时候，他可以很如实的看到缘起缘灭的整个过程。然后而且能够整个就非常的确认这样的一个状态的时候，那这个人就是如实真实的处在那样的一个状态。
And in the early Buddhism, in Agama Sutra I mentioned, if a practitioner canTruly understand and truly see the rising and diminishing of the cause and effectsWithout any doubt, and he truly sees the things as they are, that type of stage is a stage of true suchness.
在这个里面，在佛陀时代呢，就称为真正的解脱者。
And this type of practitioners are referred as true liberator during Buddha's age.
也就是说，他观十二因缘哈，就是持有。故彼有，因为有十二因缘的无明缘行、行缘事等等等等，所以呢有这个生死、 生死的流转的现象，他观到这个部分。
Because they observed the 12 links of independent rising, and they observed the rising and dismissing the death and the birth.
那如果可是呢，他也同时观到说，如果无明灭，行则灭，哈、哦。然后这十二个因缘造成苦的整个 原因呢也灭了，所以他不只看到生死的存在，也看到可以灭掉生死的方法。
Because not only they see the rising and the perishing of the ignorance, and with the perishing of the ignorance, the suffering ceases. And not only do they see the samsara.They understand the cause of samsara.
所以他可以呢，就是完全不受这个十二因缘的苦的影响，从这个苦中解脱出来，因为他如实观因缘法跟缘生法。
Because they truly understand things as they are, they can be liberated from the suffering in the 12 links of independent origination.
所以你在阿含哦，在原始佛教时代是比较具体的去说明什么叫做如实的内容。
So during the age of early schools of Buddhism, such in Agama Sutra, they would talk in details about what true suchness means.
可是因为这样的一个状态哦，到佛陀灭了之后，入灭之后呢？佛弟子们在面对很多的外道在问的时候，就对这个真实现象做了很多很多的解释，就是部派时代。
But after Buddha's passing, his famous disciples made a lot of explanation or annotations to what this means.
那到大圣的时候，甚至于对这样的一个境界呢，诠释更多。
And it's even so when comes to the Mahayana stage, there are more commentary interpretations into the meaning.
反而对于怎么样能够真正如实知见的这样的一个方法，还有真正如实知见的内容，反而呢比较忽略，而直接讲境界。
So there's more emphasis on the stage of the such enlightened stage instead of more detailed analyses or commentary on the meanings of the true suchnesses.
所以你看到未来后来大圣的唯识的甚至于如来藏的这一些思想哦延边到后面呢都只是一直在谈真如真如的内容。
So if you read the Mahayana literature, you'll notice the conscious only school only emphasize, well, often talks about the true suchness.
那传到最后的禅宗呢，就直接把佛性，哦，你的真正的清净的本来的佛性呢，这个东西呢，就称为真如，它是延续如来藏的这样的一个思想。
And when they continue passing down to Chan school, in Chan school, we were just refers to suchness as your Buddha nature, your self nature.
所以反而到最后呢，我们只觉得说真如境界很高，但是这个境界到底是怎么样达到的，我们反而比较模糊了。
So to now, we only know that the stage of true suchness is very high level, but how to get there, we're not very clear.
所以其实我们真正要讲到真正真如的时候，其实第一个是刚刚那个阿含讲的，从缘起法缘生法去理解之后，然后从缘起法缘生法里面看到它的变化性，然后就发现宇宙一切的现象其实是空性，然后里面没有一个可以主宰的那个就无我。所以真如法界其实它要表达的是一个你看到真正的空性跟无我的一个状态。
So back to the early stage of Buddhism, how they explain the true suchness, they emphasize on the risings and perishing of conditions and see everything is in changing condition. And then they understand they see all phenomena are empty, and eventually they can see there's no self involved. So that's how they arrive to the meaning of true suchness.
所以你看到中国的一些文献呢，到最后会讲到真如的时候，那都会说，哎，其实到达真如的境界的人，其实他就没有所谓的我，或者是我所，就是没有所谓的主动的、主观的、客观的我，也主观的我也没有客观的对象，就是他人，无自无他。
So in Chan school, people will refer to the stage of true suchness as a stage there is no self, not even the subject of I, but also no the object of me.
好，那这个是真如法界无自无他它的解释哈。
So this is an explanation of those two verses. In the Dhamma realm of true suchness, there is no self, no other, no self.
那后来接下来呢，他再进一步哈，再说明说这样的一个境界是最关键的，就是在于什么呢？虽然说空啊无我，可是最关键的是相应这两个字。
And the poetry continues. Even though true suchness refers to emptiness, no self, but the most importantmost important essence in true suchness is that there must be accord.
那所谓相应哈，就是就是两者之间哈，就是互相能够通。好，那你要能够跟对方能够相应，就是能够你了解我，我了解你，你需要什么，我可以提供你什么，我需要什么，你可以提供我什么。其实很重要的是，你心里要先没有自己，你才可以放空自己，然后看到对方的需要。
So what does being accord mean? It means, sentient beings will, first you need to respond others' needs.And being able to truly understand other people's needs and be able to respond, you have to empty yourself first.
所以如果有一个对方，然后有一个我，就是对方是一，我是二，加起来是二，对不对？一跟一加起来是二，这样的话就变成有两个立场了，这个就会变成分开了，那就没有办法相应。
If you have the concept of the other, that's one, and if you have the concept of I, that's another one. So it adds up to two perspectives. So in that situation, it's not in accordance with each other. They are separated.
那所以可是呢，它又不是一，就是说我们两个合起来成为一，那又有一个东西在，只要有一，就一定会二三四出现。
But it doesn't mean that you and I should just combine together, because even we combine together, there's still combined one. And as long as there's one, there will be two and multiples going on.
所以中文字呢，就也不能写二，也不能写一，只好写不二。
And for Chinese, we can't really...pin down to say one or two, so we just say not two.
所以有时候我们真的，虽然我们是中国人哈，就是对这个不二哈，也是搞不清楚它到底是什么意思哈。
So even for Chinese, what does not two mean? It's not easy to understand even for Chinese.
就像什么呢？我以前大概高中的时候啊，我最小的弟弟出生哈，就是我有一个我们四姐妹，然后最后一个冒出一个弟弟哈，就出生了哈。那时候我是高一哈，高中一年级。
For example, when I was in high school, my younger brother was born, and I already have two other sisters.
那可是我姐姐已经。去的台湾念大学哈，然后我算最大，就变成开始我照顾我那个很恐怖的弟弟。
So my older sister has already, at that time had already gone to Taiwan for college, so I became the one that to take care of this younger brother.
因为呢，在中国里面呢，这个当他是六十一甲子甲子年，然后又十二年轮一次老鼠，所以他叫六十一甲子的鼠，这是很非常顽劣的小孩。这个男翻译生肖鼠，对，然后甲子就是轮回的话，是轮要轮六十才有一个甲子可以配嘛，可以翻译嘛，天干地支。
So in Chinese Zodiac, he was born in the year of Mouse, and every 60 years it considered as a wheel or circle, and if that person was being born that year in the Zodiac of Mouse, it was considered to be extremely naughty.
也就是说，人家睡觉的时候他不睡觉，然后人家吧，然后不睡觉的时候他睡觉。
That means
像老鼠。
Yeah. He will wake up and making noises when people are asleep, and when he sleeps, when people are active, he will sleep.
所以我回想我自己照顾他的时候，我就是说，有一个顽劣的弟弟哈，然后有一个倒霉的姐姐。
So when I was taking care of him, I had the idea that I was the unlucky older sister to take care of this naughty brother.
所以其实我们两个就是反正我们全家都很头痛哦，对这个小孩子。
So my whole family was exhausted taking care of this little naughty boy.
然后来慢慢哦，照顾小孩子比较有经验之后哈，最后呢，我已经可以知道这个小孩子的特性。
And little by little, I actually began to learn the habits of this little baby by experience.
所以其实到最后呢，其实我这个弟弟呢，在我三年的照顾之下呢，其实还算我们两个之间哦，还算慢慢没有战争。
So, actually, under my care, my little brother grew up, and we actually became very peaceful.
因为以前喂他吃一餐大概要喂一两个小时。
Because before
跑来跑去，跑来跑，我就跟着他跑来跑去这样子。
For example, before if I want to, I had to feed him, I would have to chase him around, and it almost took an hour.
后来我只要观察一下他的嘴巴里面的东西消失了没有，然后我才过去喂他，这样其他时间我就坐在那边不理他。
And later I learned how to do this effectively. I would just observe whether he had finished chewing, whether his mouth is empty or not. If his mouth was empty, then I would go to feed him. Otherwise, I would just sit there ignoring him.
而且要把那一汤匙的那个食物弄得他很想吃，他会自己跑过来吃，这样。
And I also developed this skillful means that I will make this spoon, the spoon of food very, looks delicious. And then if he feels that's delicious, he will come to eat himself.
而且你要逗他睡觉的方式呢，你说因为哦，有时候你哄他一个小时，他都眼睛很大，根本没睡，你就会观察怎么样让他睡。
And also, I learned how to make him go to bed. You have to observe his habits.
就是全家吃饭，他搞得天翻地覆的时候，我就婴儿车推出去，绕公园很多圈，这样。
When he acted up while everyone else was eating, I would just put him in the trolley. Is that trolley?
婴儿车。And then
take him outside for a walk.
再推个几圈，他就差不多睡了，然后再推回来，然后就给他就继续在婴儿车上睡，不能抱起来。
And after a while, he would be sleeping in the baby seat, and I will take him home.
有时候他真的闹得太离谱了，我们俩就开车游车河，游到他睡着了，再回来让他好好的睡。
And when things got really bad, I would just have to drive him around until he fall asleep.
不是我 drive， 是我妈。
Oh, and my mom would just have to drive.
啊，我就在旁边这样子。
And I will be next to him.
所以其实呢，也就是说当然这不是说我刚好是什么，我是讲相应这两个字，就是说你跟另外一个众生互动的时候呢，你要跟他相应的话，其实真的就是你不能有你自己的个性，你很生气的时候你绝对是跟他打架，变成你要放掉你自己的个性的时候，看一下这个众生的个性，然后呢我们看看我们可以不可以合起来这样，然后彼此两相安。
So be in accordance really means you have to let go of your own personalities and observe others' personalities and try to work a way out.
那当然真正的一个悟者，他就可以像佛一样，就是他跟众生相应，其实就是完全已经没有所谓的自我的一些想法，而是看这个众生的习性需要什么的时候，其实让这个众生可以离苦得乐。
Of course, for an enlightened person, he's really in accord with sentient beings, and he can truly observe what that sentient beings needs are, and then help them.
所以能够达到这样的话，其实这样的一个悟者，他的心胸是可以包含不同的众生，然后也可以容纳不一样的状况的，这个是我们没有开悟的人是很难想象的。
So for an enlightened person, they have a very broad mind and can help all sentient beings. Nothing is not included.
所以这一句呢，其实只要讲的呢，就是整个真如法界呢，其实就是它有一个是相应，然后呢一个不二这样的一个特质。
So we want to emphasize two characteristics of this Dharma realm of true suchness. One is to accord, and the second is not to.
好，那这一段前面是讲真如法界的大概的，也就是说前面我们讲的那五个条件，五个境界通称为真如法界，然后到下面呢，十方智者开始一直到飞去来经，其实已经到了进入信心明的尾声，就是要做一个总结了。
So first we talked about the meanings of the Dharma realm of true suchness and the five characteristics, and then later we will enter into the stage of enlightenment, starting with the verse, the wise throughout the ten directions all enter this principle. And this marks that the end of this poem is approaching.
我们先看整体的，先看中文，十方智者皆入此中，这一句呢是总说，就是总说什么呢？所有的不管各法界的彻悟者都是进入真如法界的状态，这个中就是指真如法界。
So we will go through this verses first. The wise throughout the ten directions all enter this principle. This is the beginning leading verses, which will have more details following. And here, all enter this principle. This principle refers to the Dharma realm of true suchness.
中的意思就是目标跟或者是你最后达到的终点。
And the meaning of Chinese character 中 means the goal and the final, final goal.
那从中非处缘到何处不避，这整段其实呢它要从几个角度再来去说明这个真如法界的境界。
And from the next verse, the principle is neither hurried nor slowed until no boundaries are visible. Those verses are just explaining the meaning of the first two verses from different perspectives.
那第一段终非处缘一念万年呢，这个就看从时间观来看真如法界。
In the following verses, which say, the principle is neither hurried nor slowed, one thought for 10,000 years. That is explaining what the Dharma realm of true suchness means from the time perspectives.
那无在不在十方目前、哦、这个十方呢其实就是从空间观来看。
And the next two lines, abiding nowhere yet everywhere, the ten directions are right before you. This is from the perspectives of space.
那极小同大一直到不见边表呢这个是从范围来看。
And next four lines,The smallest is the same as the largest, from that to no boundaries are visible. That is from the perspective, from the scope.
有即是无，无即是有呢，这个呢，要再从有跟无这个角度来看。
And the next two lines, existence is precisely emptiness. Emptiness is precisely existence.So this is talking from the perspective of existence and emptiness.
再来呢，就是一即一切，一切即一，就是从数量上来看中。
And also the verses mention, one is everything, everything is one, that is from the perspective of quantity.
好，然后最后一句就是信心不二，不二信心，言语道断，非去来经，其实也是做一个小结。归结
And the last four verses of the entire poem, faith and mind are not two, from that until there's no past, no future, and no present. This is also a little summary.
好，那这个从这样这个呢，你就会看到说是从时间、空间、范围哈、哦，我们再看这英文哈、哦，就是一个是时间。一个是空间好然后一个是范围时间空间那从这个时空的状态来描述这个真如的法真如法界的境界
So you can see the following verses are trying to illustrate what the Dharma realm of true suchness means from this perspective of time, space and scope
如果我们心息明、哦、在这个地方、哦、就整个心息明其实从次第的修行一直到最后达到的境界的那个说明都能够理解的话其实好多祖师写的这些名呢我们大概就看得懂了
And for this poem Faith in Mind if it begins with practice how to practice the different stages of practice until this enlightenment stage if you can truly understand from the beginning to the end and you will be able to read a lot of other Asian masters works
因为你会发现它有一个模式在写这个诗记跟在写整个修行的过程跟修行的境界的时候他们大概时空背景都很相近所以呈现的方式都很相似
Because you will see they all follow the similar way from the process of practice until the enlightenment stage.
那所以如果我们比较懂了一些之后呢其实就会有点像中文的讲的触类旁通
So if you can understand one, you will be able easily to understand others.
就不会觉得这些诗记、哦、就读起来很美但是看不懂这样
So you may be able to avoid the confusion that even though the Chinese poems look very classy, very beautiful, but I don't really understand what it means.
不过我也是讲了这么多次之后也比较清楚
But of course, it only after many times of presentation I become very familiar with this poem.
那常常很多人就说哎呦这个境界的干嘛要讲这么多、哦就讲了我们也没有到那个境界然后你讲这么多我们没到所以我们也没听懂
And of course a lot of people will question why I spend so much time and talk so much about the enlightenment stage because for those people they're not enlightened yet and they can't really truly understand what it is
我觉得第一个就其实我们一直强调有讲过啦，就是说第一个我们比较有概念修行要到哪个方向。
I think I have talked about reasons before, but I'll reiterate here that the first one is you could use this in the final stage of enlightenment as your direction.
尤其是像这个哈，它从时间观、空间观、范围、数量这些有无去讲的话，其实我们同时也可以从这五个点去看我们现在修行的状况，其实就比较不会错误解读。自己的修行的境界，这是第二点。
And second, because this poem has laid out five aspects to check what the enlightenment stage looks like from the perspectives of time, space, scope, whether the existence and emptiness and the quantity. So from these five aspects, you can also check your own practice and make sure you're not misjudging your own stage.
除了对自己之外，其实对别人全述在解释，在表达他所体验的时候，你也可以用这五个来看，他现在是有还是无，他现在时间空间的状态是什么，那他是不是一还是一切还是什么那些，你就可以知道说称一称它的斤两大概可以到哪里。
And also this is not just used for judging your own practice. You could also use to see where other practitioners are, whether they're in this enlightenment stage or not, whether they truly reach the stage of one is everything, everything is one, or existence precisely emptiness, emptiness precisely existence.
我们也不会被人家唬得一愣一愣，哇，他好厉害哦，哇，他怎么样怎么样哦，这样。
So we will keep a clear mind and won't be swayed by other people easily.
当然，我们不能只从言语上哦，也是从他的行为上也可以看得出来，就从这五个点也可以在行为上去核对。
And also, of course, you don't just listen what others have to say. You would need to observe their conducts and see how they truly live their lives to be able to tell.
所以接下来呢，大家就稍微听一下，然后看看大家可不可以理解哈。然后我也试着，就是我没有彻悟嘛哈，我也试着去。理解哦，师父对于这些实际的一些诠释，然后再把它更白话的跟大家做说明，这样。
So just please be patient and follow with me. I'll try to make it as easy as possible for everyone. Of course, I'm not enlightened yet, so I just have to try my best to understand this poem.
我圣严师父呢，他其实。虽然讲得非常的简短哦，但是也蛮清楚的。
Of course, even though 师父 in 师父's book, it's the explanation is very brief, but it's still very clear.
所以我是根据圣严法师的这一本《新的世纪》哈。
So my talks are prepared based on 师父's book.
嗯，因为。没有到那个境界哈，就要比较老实一点，就要有个依据。
Because I haven't reached that stage yet, so I have to be faithful and stick to 师父's teachings.
好，那第一个哈，十方智者皆入此中哈。这十方智者指的是说，所有十方就是东南西北，然后东北、东南、西北、西南、上下加起来十方。好，所有不就意思是说，所有有智慧彻悟的人，都是最后是达到这样，都进入到这样一个如来真如法界的这样的一个境界。
Okay, now we will go into details of each verses of this last chunk of poem. The first two verses, the wise throughout the ten directions all enter this principle. So here, Chinese character 十方 just means 10 directions, which includes east, west, south, north, southeast, southwest, southeast, southwest, northeast, northwest, above and below, all 10 directions, all wise people from these 10 directions will all enter this true suchness stage.
那这个终呢，我刚讲的哈，就是目标或者是终点。
And this principle here refers to the goal and the final ending point of the practice.
好，所以这是一个开宗明义先讲一句哈，然后这个终是什么，下面就开始解释那个终。
So this is a all-inclusive leading in verses to tell you all wise people will enter into this stage.
好，那再来我们来看哈，那整个这五个角度哈，第一个是从时间观去看的哈，那下一个他就讲终非处言，一念万年。
And then after following the leading verses, now it breaks down to five aspects to further interpret what true suchness means. The first one is from the perspective of time. The verses say, this principle is neither hurried nor slowed, one thought for 10,000 years.
我们看哦，这个终就是指真如法界，非呢就是说这个真如法界呢不是什么呢，不是处跟言，那以中文来说处是什么，言是什么。
So the first verse says the Chinese character 中 here is this principle refers to the true suchness stage, and here Chinese character fei means not. And well, what does the Chinese character 处 and the 言 mean?
我讲出来的答案了，处呢就是短处，就是所谓的很短，我们在佛教名词叫做断见。
And the Chinese character 处 here means very slow. This represents a view of
short.就是不是短。
It's very short. This represents a nihilism, the view of termination.
那他的意思呢是说什么呢？就是这个终呢，既不是很短的，就是说真如法界呢，它不是很短暂的。因为如果就像我们认为说，我们的生命哈，这一期生命就结束了，没有所谓的下一期生命，这在佛教里面叫做。
So the Chinese character 处 here means from the time span it's very short. It refers to this life is just like the view of termination is there's just one life and after this life there's nothing.
那可是呢它也不是长到永恒，这样的话会变成长见。
And also,
一辈子又一辈子，一辈子也不是这样说。
And also, it doesn't mean from the time perspective, this is the view of constancy, which means there will be lives after life after life. It will be very long.
所以它没有一定的就是开始或者是结束。
So it won't have the beginning or the end.
那这个所谓的断见哈，就是如果我们认为说，只要我们达到真如法界哈，就处在一个永恒的状态，这样也不对。
So, in the view of constancy, people will believe once you reach the stage of enlightenment or true suchness, you will be there forever. That is not the correct view.
还有就是有些人修行到最后呢会觉得自己在一个无限宽广然后完全没有任何的就是那个限制的那个状态，好像就自己就一直处在这样的一个状态的状态，那就觉得哦这样就是悟了。
And at some level people will feel they're always in the stage of feeling infinite and that might be the stage of enlightenment.And that's not correct either.
那在禅修里面呢，常常会 会误解，好，如果我们打坐坐得很安定的时候呢，那就会觉得说，我们念头不动了哦，然后就一直处在那样没有念的状态，很安定，身体也很松，念头也不起，然后就会觉得你处在那样的一个空旷无边际的状态，那就是所谓的开悟。
And in our Chan practice, some people will experience some stage that when their body and the mind are very relaxed, there's not even one single thought arising, and you feel very spacious and boundless. And some people might mistake this stage as enlightenment, which is not.
那当然，一般没有学佛的人就会觉得说，哦，有些人会觉得生命这一期结束就结束了，哦，然后下一期又是另外一个生命哦，那这个我们一般就会称为是断见，就是中断没了这样。
And some people will have the view of termination. They feel this life is just this life. After it finished, it truly ends. If there's another life, it's totally another one.
那在一个所谓真如法界的境界呢，它其实没有这些所谓的断见，也一定不会是常见。
So in the stage of true suchness, they won't have these two wrong views. One is the view of termination, the other is the view of constancy.
但是他又用一念万年来形容这样的一个状态。
But they also use the line of one thought for 10,000 years to describe such stage.
在中文字哦，你看一念快不快？万年会不会很久？很久，两个是刚好是相反的。
So, if you take a look, one thought here is very quick. It's just like one flick of time, one moment. But 10,000 years is a very long span of time. It takes a long time.
那到底是一念，还是万年，还是一念万年呢？
So which one is it? Is it very quick? It's just like one thought, or is it very very long? Feels very long, like 10,000 years.
你们有没有感觉过一念万年的感觉
？Have you ever experienced the sensation of, or have you ever experienced the stage of one thought, the time space of one thought, but yet also feel like 10,000 years?
一般还没有修行成就的人哈。或者是我们先说好了，我们先说没有学佛的人，他可能会有一念万年的感觉。
So first we'll talk about people who are non-practitioners who may have this type of sensation feelings.
我们常看那些武侠小说或者武侠的影片啊，或者是爱情影片啊，当一对情人分开的时候。哦，然后结果那一个因为误解而分开的时候，然后其中一个可能一夜之间哦，太过思念那个离开的那个情人哦，所以一夜之间他就觉得那一夜好久哦，然后一夜就白发苍苍，不是有这种画面吗？哦
we often watch or read fiction novels or watch TV dramas that lovers who be parted feel like one night is so long, and one night they will grow gray hairs because of missing one another.
不过在现实世界听说也有这样。
I heard such things do happen in real life.
这是没有学佛哈，一般会被情执或者是被一些世间的事情哈，就是困扰了哈，你可能一夜之间难眠，一夜难眠，你就觉得那一天就是简直是过了一万年那么久。
yes, because those people are not practitioners and they don't understand the power of the obsession, I guess. So, if they are obsessed with love, they can grow gray hair just by one night.
当然，我们讲真如法界的境界，当然不是这个哈。
And they would feel that one night feels like forever or 10,000 years. But of course, what we are talking here does not describe that situation.
在修行的时候其实有所谓的过程就是世间定跟出世间定那这里面呢其实也谈到一个无念无念的状况那无念这个无念呢其实它是一个修行的一个过程但是呢它也是一个结果
So for practitioners, we have a process of from samadhi, developing samadhi to enlightenment and to the stage of no thought. And the stage of no thought is both a process, also a final goal, a result.
在我们看英文哦，其实这个一念万念它可以有两个解释，一个是不动，好，一个是无念。这两个
And so the line one thought for 10,000 years can have two meanings. One is not moving, the other is no thought.
好，那这怎么说哈？不动呢？就是我举一个例子哈，就是如果我们很精进的修行哈，那像我曾经打了49天的禅期哈，到最后一个礼拜的时候呢，你会有感觉什么呢？就是，是很有趣的哈。我们出家众哈，就是一个礼拜要剃头一次，然后我其实上一周我们已经剃了哈，然后剃了之后呢，就第二天我又看到一群法师在剃头，然后我就在想，就动了一个念头说，不是昨天才剃吗？为什么今天才剃？结果呢，我发现其实昨天跟今天中间已经过了一个礼拜。
So, let me give you an example, to further expound on what non-moving means. During the 49-day retreat, I attend the 49-day retreat, and in the last 7 days, there's one thing occurred.So, as you may know, for monastics, we will shave our head every week. So, I had the feeling that I just have my head shaved yesterday, but today I saw monastics line up for shaving again. I give rise to one thought. Why do people line up again? People just came shave their heads yesterday. And then I realized,Between so-called yesterday and today, actually, there's already a week passing.
你知道那个一个礼拜缩在什么一念的那种感觉
？So because to me, the whole week is just within one thought or one moment. That's why I didn't really feel the passing of the time.
你真正精进用功的时候呢，其实呢。你的时间的感觉会越来越淡，然后越来越没有，你就没有所谓的昨天、今天、刚才、现在这种感觉，你就是一直只有现在做的事情，现在做的事情。
And if you practice really diligently, your sense of time will change, will diminish. Actually, you won't feel what is yesterday, today, or tomorrow, or what just happened, or what is now. You will constantly just be in the right moment, in now.
所以真正用功的人哈，其实大概到第二、第三天之后，你就数不出日子来了，你就不知道现在是第几天。
So for people who are truly practicing diligently on an intensive retreat, they will forget the sense. They don't have the sense of time anymore on the second or third date of the retreat.
感觉不出时间，其实要想，其实已经不知道已经过了几天了。
And they just don't have the sense of time passing anymore. And they even they want to know, they wouldn't know what day, which day is it.
就这个是一个很奇妙的哈，就第一个就是先时间观，时间的感觉。慢慢没有，好，接下来才是空间的感觉。
So this is truly interesting because the first, your sense of time will gone, and then your sense of space will be different too.
比如说你做一支香，第一个你如果你真的做得很好的时候，你觉得你才坐上去银杏就翘了，这个就是时间缩短。
For example, if you have one very good sitting period, you feel you just sit down there, and then it ended already.
那真的能够坐很久的一个早上，对他来说呢，就是前面的小鱼跟最后结束中午吃饭之前的饮庆，这中间呢，完全是时间是停的。
And also, if you have very good sitting period the whole morning, and you will feel from the beginning to the end for lunch, it's just like one moment.
那这是一支香的缩短哈，但是如果慢慢放长时间的话，它就会一天是一支香更短，然后几天下来呢，完全就感觉不到，就是吃饭就是吃饭，走路就是走路，睡觉就是睡觉，没有说现在是晚上，所以要睡觉。没有说现在是中午要吃饭，就没有中午晚上这种时间观念。
And further, if you practice really well, really diligently on intensive retreat, this sense of shortened time will continue, and you will feel the whole day is just one session, and then it keeps going on. You won't have.The sense of time anymore. You don't feel, oh, this is the time. Oh, it's already noon, so I need to go to lunch. Or it's already dark, so I need to go to bed. You won't have that sense anymore. You just go to eat, and then eat, go to sleep, then sleep. Eventually, you won't have the sense of time.
但是哦，这个对一般我们心比较容易安定的人，比如说音乐家、画家，他很专心的在弹奏音乐。很专心的在画画的时候，听说那个 Monet 是莫内哈，画莲花或什么，可以一整天就是在那一幅画上，不觉不知时间过去。这一些艺术家，他也可以达到这样的一个失去时间感的状态。
And this actually the losing the sense of time is not just for a Chan practitioners. I heard musicians, the artists can reach the same stage as well. For example, the famous painter Monet, I heard he could spend the whole day just in his one painting.
但是大多数呢，这个在佛教里面呢，它比较会称为是统一身跟心，或者身心跟环境结合唯一的一个统一的境界的状态，它还不算是完全无心。彻悟者的状态。
Of course, in Buddhism, we will call this very devoted musician Buddhist their stage as unified mind stage. They still haven't yet reached the stage of no mind.
但是如果说他在这样的一个境界中，他可以转化成他对整个万物、整个宇宙一切的起那一种。万物与我同在跟那种悲悯心的时候、哦、他从画画从音乐出来之后，他还可以保持着对所有的人所有的万物都是那一种完全没有自己只有大众只有众生的时候，他也是有可能是达到这样的一个境界。
But if those artists and musicians can go step further, can carry on the unifying mind even after they finish their works, and really develop the sense of being unified with all dharmas, and further develop, give rise to the great compassion, and then they could possibly reach that stage of no mind.
我知道那个天主教还是基督教，他们在祷告。一个人祷告一个人祈祷的时候，在一间房间的时候，他们那个整个很专注的祷告的时候，他也可以达到这样的一个境界。
And I know Catholics do pray, and during their pray they become so concentrated and unified with the environment, and they could reach to that stage as well.
特别是专门修行的像修女或者是神父，那他们不只是我想他们不只是跟天主或者是怎么合为一，甚至于他对于他所有服务的 这些子民们，这些人他也会有那种大悲悯心。
And especially for those Catholic nuns and the priests, I believe when they pray, they're not just unified with God, they also must be unified with all people they serve.
所以这样也可以，也我们只要能够确定说他这样的一个里面没有自我的，没有自我的中心，而且可以一直保持这样的话，其实他跟我们佛教讲的那个臭物的境界是一样的。
And if they can keep the stage of no self-centeredness and just be one of or among all things, be in accordance with all things, they are actually reach the same stage as here referred as true suchness.
不过前提是他自己要很清楚，只有他自己知道。
But of course, only themselves will know. They must be clear.
那我想这个可能就是看宗教教育里面就是有没有这一个东西是让他可以自己自我核对说他是不是真的是到这样的状态。
And of course it depends on each religion whether they have some ways to examine if that person has reached that stage.
那在佛教的话，佛陀其实非常重视，就是强调说你一定要观缘起，看到性空，然后真正的彻悟 了然这样的一个如实现象的时候，你才真正是一个解脱者。
And in Buddhism, the Buddha emphasized on that when the practitioner has to truly realize the stage of seeing the rising conditions and realize the emptiness in nature, and then you can say you're liberated.
也就是说他可以看到说世间万物的一些现象，它最大的特质就是一直不断的因缘和合改变，这个是一个很正常的一个现象，他可以接受，而且呢他不会这样被这个改变的现象引发他任何的自我的情绪，然后他知道说这个是一个恒常不变的道理，这个不变的道理是什么？因缘不断的变化，这个道理是不变的。
So that means that practitioner truly can truly see the condition arising and truly accepts such constant impermanence, and that constant impermanence won't trigger any self-centeredness, and only when he truly understands and realizes this stage, and he can truly say that he understands the causes and the conditions and impermanence.
那这就是在修行到很深的时候，他可以从念的复杂到念的纯净到一念，甚至于呢连这一念都觉得它是无常变化的时候，他可以这样慢慢慢慢去观到这样的时候，其实呢他真的是彻悟了解，只看到这样的一个事实。
And when that applies to observing one's thoughts, they could start with observing very coarse, complicated thoughts, and then to purify thoughts into one thought. And eventually, the practitioner can observe that even one thought is still changing.
那这样的时候呢，他可以保持这样的一个，而且呢，深信不疑，不会动了。对这样的一个观察是不会再改变的，那这真的就是第一点哈，就是终非处言，一念万年。
And if that practitioner can truly observe that one thought that is still constant changing, and he has a deep faith about what he realizes and will never change his observations and the stage.He's already stable at his stage, then we could say he's really in the stage of one thought for 10,000 years.
那当然你不是只有这一个部分哈，还有第二个呢，不只是时间观的消失，第二个呢就是空间观的部分。
Of course, the perspective time is not the only way to check whether a practitioner is in the enlightenment stage. The second perspective is from the space.
就是无在不在，十方目前。
That is, abiding nowhere, yet everywhere, the ten directions are right before you.
当我们没有时间观的时候，其实我们同时那个空间观也会消失。
And when you don't have the sense of time, your sense of space will also disappear.
所谓无在不在，哈，这个意思就是说没有所谓的存在，也没有所谓的不存在这个状态，这些问题。
And here, abiding nowhere yet everywhere means it's not correct to say that you're abiding somewhere or it's also incorrect to say you're abiding nowhere.
我们举简单的禅修的状态来说，虽然它不是一个彻悟者的例子，但是你至少要经过这样的一个状态。
For example, I will give you example to illustrate.
第一个就是我们刚刚说哈，我们打坐的时候坐到最后就不知道今天第几天，有没有？然后已经不知道第几支香，对吗？这是时间感消失。
For example, I just mentioned during intensive retreats, people will start losing the sense of time. They don't know which session is it, which day is it.
但是你知道，你们我不知道大家有没有经验哈？引磬一响哈，你其实呢就要从很深的状态出来的时候，其实呢你有一种刹那间，你是不知道你现在在哪里的。
I don't know if ever, any of you have experienced this, but if you're in a very deep stage, deep samadhi, when the bell rings and you need to come out, when you come out of that stage, you will suddenly get lost. You don't know where you are.
也不是 get lost, 就是处在那个好，就 get lost 好像就是消失不见了哈。那也就是说，如果你越深哈，就是你处在的状态越深，你要从你的意念的状态回到现实环境的状态，要花更长的时间。
That means the deeper you are in your stage, the more time you need to spend to get back to your reality or your current your real life situation from your deep stage.
那这个其实就是它有一些你的禅修经验的一些深浅的问题。
Of course, this has to do with your level of samadhi and your chan practice.
那一个有经验的人哈，他懂得要从很深的状态要出来的时候，他有一定的顺序、次第、方法。
And an experienced practitioner, when he is ready to come out from the deep samadhi, he knows the method and the ways to do that.
但是如果没有经验的刚修学的人哈，或者观念不是很完整的，他会出不来。
And for inexperienced practitioner, he may have troubles coming out from that stage.
我曾经带只是禅坐共修而已哈。那有一个菩萨呢，他就非常很容易进入身跟心就是凝聚的状态哈。可是引磬响哈，他就是不能动，就出不来，这样处在他的状态。
So there is one bodhisattva that for her it's very easily to get to the stage of unifying body and mind, but the problem is when the bell rings, she couldn't get out, she still couldn't move.
或者是我们在精行漫步精行很慢很慢的时候哦，他的身跟心凝聚在一起的时候，他就不能再继续走了。你叫他走了，他说他不能动，他身体不能动，这样子他出不来。
And also when we were doing the slow walking meditation, when her body and the mind got unified, she was suddenly couldn't move. She suddenly couldn't move anymore.And when we asked her to move, she said she just couldn't do that.
就是她没有能力哈，从她的意识的世界哈，回到现实的世界。
So she just doesn't have the ability to come back to the real world from her consciousness world.
几次下来哦，后来我就比较了解这个菩萨，我就跟他说，你一定。是执着在 你那样的一个意念的境界，所以呢，你不想出来，所以你就出不来。
And after that, those events occurred several times. I talked to that practitioner said, you must reelect the consciousness world that you were in, and you kind of attached to that because you don't want to come out. That's why you cannot move.
他一直说没有没有法师，我就真的出不来，我已经很久了，好几年了哈，我一直每次打坐就会出现这个问题，然后就不承认了。
But she denied. She said, "No, I didn't attach to that stage. I just have this problem. I have been practicing, meditating for a while. I just have this problem. Won't get to certain stage. My body mind unified, and I couldn't come out."
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
有些修行人呢，他会认为呢，失去时间感，失去空间感，就是修行进入到很深的状态，等于。
Because for some practitioners, they may think that once they lose the sense of time and space, that means they have reached a very high stage.
尤其呢，你又表现出那个样子的时候，别人会认为，哇，你进入很深的禅定了。
And especially when you manifest that to other people, and other people may be impressed and saying, wow, you have reached such deep samadhi.
所以这里面有很复杂的心念哈。第一个自己的知见错误，第二个呢，这个知见错误引发自己那一种修行的那一种慢心，就是别人看我修行很好。
So the reasons behind why that practitioner couldn't move actually is very complicated. First of all, she has wrong views about the practice. And second, she start developing this arrogance that she's better than others in terms of practice.
但是对于一个真正的悟者来说呢，他是不会被任何的境界呢，就是不会停住在任何的状态的。
But for a true enlightened person, they would never stuck.Or stop at any stage or any state.
其实还是要让你们知道哦，怎么样解决这个问题，刚刚那个女众的问题。
So I still want to let you know how to resolve that that issue that person just experienced.
因为她被我骂了几次之后，最后终于可以自己出来了。
So after she being scolded by me several times, she eventually could come out herself.
但是当然我有教他方法。
Of course, I taught her some methods.
第一个哈，你一定要动念，我要出来这个念。你一定要先愿意出来，要动念说你要出境了，你要离开这个禅坐禅定的状态。
So first of all, I asked the practitioner to give rise to thoughts that it's time to go out.I need to go.
但是有时候动念呢，身体是不能动的，这是一个事实。
And it's true. Sometimes even when you have thoughts, your thoughts are moving, your body are still cannot move. That's true.
因为你修到很深的定的时候呢，其实你只剩下念的时候，五根是没有作用的。你要让五根慢慢恢复作用，它需要一点时间。
Because when you reach a very deep level samadhi.Your five sense organs actually are not in work, so it takes a bit time for those sense organs to come back to work again.
而且你不能用力，你一用力呢，你的整个气呢是乱窜，你的身体然后就被你搞坏了，打坐就把身体弄得更惨。
And that, especially at that time, you can't use force to make those sense organs work quickly, because if you use forcefully, your energy will.Go crazy in your body and it will damage your health.
所以其实我们法鼓山教的方法哈，就禅修的时候，初期的时候呢，刚开始进入打坐的时候，你是调身、调息、调心，先从最初的慢慢调到最细的。当你真正用上方法的时候，你在调心的状态。
So, the methods from the Dhammadrong Mountains, we really focus on. Adjust your body first, then adjust your breath, and then eventually just your mind. So step by step, gradually, you reached out to the stage of mind.
你在用方法的时候正在调心的状态。
And if you use this method correctly, you will be able to adjust in your body and the mind.
所以你方法用得越深，你的心越细，你的念头越少，那时候你剩下一的一个念头，很单纯的时候，其实你跟外境的那种纷扰的状态是两个世界的。
And the better you can use the method, the more subtle your mind will be.And your subtle mind state will be very different from the outside world.
所以你要跟外境一样的话，你要慢慢让你的心从很纯一的状态，慢慢让它调到粗。
So if you want to return to the normal outside world, it will take some time for the mind to come out from the very subtle stage to this coarse noisy stage.
刚好相反。出来的时候呢，是先从细的调心、调息、调身，慢慢出来。
So if you're in a deep level samadhi and you want to come out, you will do this method reversely. Start with your mind, you move your mind, and then move your breath. Be aware of your breath, and then eventually get out to the body.
所以我们刚刚说第一个你要动念说要出境，第二个呢你要做几次的深呼吸。
So I told her, first, you need to give rise to some thought that you want to come out. And second, you need to take a few deep breaths.
因为五根里面呢，所有的根都不能动，手不能动，身体不能动，眼睛不能动，所有的都不能动哦。唯有什么呢？呼吸，你可以动。所以你就用呼吸，让你自己慢慢的深呼吸，慢慢的调息的时候，你的身体的对外的觉受会慢慢一层一层一层。感受出来。
Because during that time, when you were in deep samadhi, your body couldn't move, your hands couldn't move, your legs couldn't move, but you can take deep breath. And when you take deep breath, your body will slowly wake up, and the sensations will slowly come back.
你就是那个时候整个开始从那个时间观开始没有，就是开始回到现实世界。然后呢，其实你的意念开始的时候，你就开始你的时间观慢慢有了。然后当你动你的呼吸的时候呢，其实慢慢你会发现，你慢慢觉知整个环境，就是你的空间观慢慢恢复正常。
So, when you were in deep samadhi, when I asked you to move your thoughts, to have some thoughts that will give you a sense of time, your sensation of time will come back. And when I ask you to take deep breaths, you will slowly develop, become aware of surroundings again, and that's addressed from the perspective space.
那这个时候可能你的手指头可以稍微一两个手指头就可以开始动一动。
And at that time, your fingers may be able to move.
那你的头颈部可以稍微动一动。
And then your neck, you might be able to move your neck.
然后你的臀部跟蒲团之间就可以稍微动了。
And then you are able to move from your waistline.
那慢慢你就身体就可以开始动，然后才开始按摩。
And then you are able to move your body, and then you can begin massage your body.
那虽然看起来呢就是慢慢的出来哦，可是你的心呢，如果修得很好的人呢，其实只有五根对圆的动，可是你的意根呢还是可以保持纯净不动的。
So, for good practitioners, even though they start to come out and the body can move, organ sensations will all come back.But if you practice really well, your consciousness, you can still maintain the calm consciousness you developed in samadhi.
就表示呢，你把那个禅修过程中那个定跟止的力量呢，还可以一直维持到你出来。
Does that mean you can maintain the power developed by samadhi until you fully come out of that stage?
那对于声闻，就是一般修次第禅观的人呢，就是利用这个止的力量呢，出定之后呢，没有其他的念头的时候呢，当下现观法界一切生住意灭，就是生灭无常的现象，他就观到无常。
So for Theravada practitioners, when they come out from that deep level samadhi, they could use this residual power from samadhi to use it to observe the phenomena rising and perishing, and use that opportunity to realize the rising and perishing of cause and conditions.
那也就是要看他定的深浅，他很浅的话，他只能够看到一下。然后他所有的分别的念头慢慢出现，他就没有办法再真正看到。
And it depends on how deep the samadhi he was in, because if the samadhi was shallow, the power wouldn't last long, and he may only have a moment to observe the rising and perishing of cause and conditions before all the discrimination thoughts and mind come back.
可是如果这个人是很深的，二禅三禅四禅这么深的时候，他的止的功夫在出来之后，止的功夫维持非常长的时候，他可以看到的无常的状态呢就更深，然后更细的时候，他又可以看到里面的没有一定性，没有一个主宰性的无我这个部分，他体会的就更深。
And if that person has been was in very deep samadhi from the second level to fourth level of Chan deity, then when he comes out, he will have more time and more depth, more deep observations about the impermanence of all phenomena and the no-self nature.
那但是呢，假如说这个观念，就是我们对无常、无我这个因缘生、因缘灭的观念不够深的时候，我们也没有办法看得很深。
But of course, if the practitioners are not, don't have deep understandings about the concept of impermanence and no self, they wouldn't be able to experience that either.
所以他可能会比较想要一直保持不动止的状态。他就会一直修禅定。
So if that's the case, and then they probably would prefer deep samadhi, and then they will want to be in deep samadhi stage all the time.
那这就是为什么释迦牟尼佛还没有证道之前，他跟这两个禅定的老师，到最后为什么离开？他就发现说，一直止在那里没有用，出来的之后呢，还是跟凡夫一样。他觉得这里面一定有一些我们没有觉察到的。那这里面就从此佛教跟不是佛教的里面的最大的差异就出现。
So this is why Shakyamuni Buddha left his two out-past practitioner teacher, because he realized practicing deep samadhi didn't really help, even though you felt great during deep samadhi, but when you come out of that deep samadhi stage, you still back to be the same as the rest of non-practitioners. That's why he believed there's more to practice than just deep samadhi.
所以佛教呢，跟一般修禅定的人呢，最大的差别就是释迦牟尼佛后来现观的缘起法，那也就是后来佛陀所说的四圣谛法、八正道法。你必须在修行禅定的时候，你还要去能够现观四圣谛法，然后要从里面看到缘起法。你能够破掉你那个最后那一念的自我的中心，那这个时候你才真正的就是大悟彻底。
So for Shakyamuni Buddha, he emphasized that after deep samadhi, you will still need to develop the ability to observe, to truly understand the rising, the perishing of causes and conditions, and see the impermanence and no self in that.In all phenomena, and then be able to truly understand and realize the Four Noble Truths and Eightfold Right Paths, then you will be able to let go the last thought of self-centeredness.
你才可以真正的完全没有任何的执着。因为呢，如果你生定的话，你还是执着在有一个那样的一个境界，你想要一直留在那样的境界，那还是一个很维系的执着。你要连这个执着都断的时候，其实你在生活中任何个地方，你才不会再升起这种执着。
And only at that moment you are able to say you let go all the attachments, because otherwise you will still have very subtle attachment to the thought of being thought of wanting to stay in deep samadhi. And once you let go of that subtle attachment to deep samadhi, you will be able to practice any time in life. And
所以呢，第三个呢，也就是说呢，大小，哦，这一些东西所谓的范围，也就是说你没有所谓，你已经没有时间空间的这些概念的时候，其实呢，也就没有所谓的大小的这样的一个限制概念了。
And the next lines, four lines, talks about from the perspective scope, big or small. And if you are enlightened person, you wouldn't bound by the concepts big or small.
其实你没有时空，就时间它会让你有前后，对不对？空间它会让你有大小，这个空间大，这个空间小。所以只要你一定有时间，你就会有前后的二元分别。你有空间，你就会有大小的这个分别。当你时空都没有的时候，同时也破了这个所谓的范围的这个部分。
Because when you don't have the sense of time, you will start losing the sense of what's previous, what's next as well. And when you don't have the sense of space, you won't have the sense of big or small. You won't have this.Contradicting views anymore.
所以这个就是一个真正彻悟者的呢，他其实他也就没有所谓的他一定是在这个东西是好的不好的，这个东西是局限的或者不局限的，这个人是适合度他的或者这个人不适合度他的，或者这个人根本就不用讲什么的或者什么，他没有所谓的就是那一种 judgment, 就是那种判断，那一种很主观的那种判断。
So for enlightened persons, when they don't have the sense of dualistic concepts or views anymore, they wouldn't judge people as good or bad, or this can be taught, delivered, or that cannot be taught or delivered.
那这三个哈，时间空间范围呢，它不是说我像刚刚说的什么先破时间再破空间再破范围，它是同时的。
And for enlightened person, even though the poem talked from time to space to scope, it doesn't mean they will gradually develop from losing sense of time, space and scope. It could all happen just at one time.
比如说你没有时间观的同时，其实呢你就不知道空间，那你没有空间的同时呢，其实就没有所谓的大小这些东西。
So, when you don't have the sense of time, you probably won't have the sense of space. And because you don't have the sense of space, you won't discriminate things being small or big anymore.
我们用简单的哈禅修的那个体验来说哈，虽然还不是证悟的境界，至少会有一个体验哈，就是什么呢？我们因为打坐很多人嘛，吼，那睡觉的地方都是很多人一起睡的，吼，十几个人或者有时候是几十个人、上百人一起睡。那你刚刚修行的时候，你就觉得哈，好挤哦，好多人哦，这空间怎么那么窄，对不对？可是你进入状况的时候呢，你就只有你睡的那个位置了，你也没有所谓的这么多人跟这么挤的这种空间的概念。还有呢，大小的概念呢。
So speaking from practitioners' own practice experience, even though we're not enlightened yet, but you may have such experience can relate to that. For example, during intensive meditation retreat, usually there will be a couple of people or range from 10 or 20 or 30, a lot of people come, and it will be crowded in the dorm. And in the beginning, you may feel it's pretty crowded, but when you practice very well during the retreat, you may lose a sense of being crowded anymore. You just go to your space at night, and you don't feel it's crowded.
我举哈，我在马来西亚的继承法师那边打禅师，他的紫观堂哦，就是打坐的地方，大概就是这么大，跟这边一样大。可是呢，再大一点点。然后我们以前呢，我常常参加的时候呢，因为是精进的禅师，所以大概也不会超过七八十个，我就觉得刚刚好。好，结果有一次呢，来了很多中国的，还有海外的、美国的什么的，跑到马来西亚去打哦。那一次100多人，我一进去的时候，哇，这么多人，好挤哦。这样。
So I used to attend the 10-day intensive retreats in Malaysia with Master Ji Chen. They're usually the size of the space is probably like this Chen Hall, maybe a little bit bigger. So they're usually 70 or around 80 retreatants.And I felt that was the right number for that space. But one time when I go there, there's a lot of overseas practitioners, including people from America. So I felt suddenly it was so crowded with this over 100 people there.
你知道，因为我们哈打坐也在这里哈，精行也在里面。你可以想象吗？这么小的地方哈，100多人要跑很快，不是撞来撞去吗？我就这样想。
Because I was thinking, with such a space, just a little bit bigger than this Chen Hall, can you imagine it need to fit over 100 people, not just meditating, not just sitting meditation, but also doing quick, fast, walking meditation. Can you imagine people running around in the space and bumping into each other?
我也觉得也有很多人可能这样想，所以精行的时候不敢很快跑，因为怕跌倒，怕撞到人，怕被人家撞。
So I think some people may also have their thoughts. So when they do the fast walking meditation, they have some concerns because they are afraid of knocking people down. So they couldn't really just practice.
所以就很难专心哦，就是只有怕他怎样怎样，就好多好多的人我的那一个环境的那种念头一大堆，是没有办法专心用功的。
And because of those concerns, then practitioners wouldn't be able to really focus on their practice because they have a lot of thoughts going on. They don't want to knock other people down, don't want to bump into others.
我的特质，我的个性就是这样，管他的，就用功，就是我一投入用功，我就是没有别人的，就是前后左右是谁我都不知道的，然后到最后我在精行的时候呢，一百多个人里面呢，可以穿来穿去跑来跑去，不会碰到任何人，任何人也不会碰到我，而且呢可能是里面跑得最快的。
But it's my personality that when I practice, I would just put all effort into practice. I would ignore I would don't pay attention to who's sitting in front of me or behind me or next to me. I would just put all efforts into practice. So when I was there, when we were doing the fast walking meditation,I actually was able to move around and was able to quickly move forward even in the crowds, but I never bump into anyone. And I think I was the one that was fast in the group.
他那个状态就会像什么呢？因为我们眼睛也不会全张开的哦，因为真正你整个专注在快步进行跟方法的时候，几乎你只能看到眼前，你不会看到很远的。你就是只有眼前，那到时候凭什么呢？凭触觉，凭身体的，就是你一靠近什么，你就会有那种气的感觉，它就会散，这样它自动的就自然而然的身体就可以去顺的那个整个的气流，就是我们叫中文叫什么间隙，就是空隙，就是这样过去，完全是本能，你完全没有第二念你才可能。如果你还有第二念的话，我要穿这边，我要穿那边，我不要碰到他，你一定会碰到别人，你也会撞，然后你也会跌倒。 可是你必须无心无恶念的状态之下呢，你是真的就是凭身体的直觉跟你环境的融合，然后呢你整个就是融入在那个环境的时候，你就真的可以就是达到这样所谓没有任何范围局限的状态。
So when we were in the intensive retreat, we usually don't open eyes wide. We kind of half close and half open. So you could only see the space in front of you, just right in front of you, not too far. So I think the reason why I was able to run in the crowds quickly without bumping to them was because it's not really try to avoid the crowds by seeing them, but is really developing acute sensation, a touch sensation, or the feel other people's energy. It's like I'm moving with the current in the crowd. So if you could only in the state that you're truly unified with your mind is truly unified with the environment, you will be able to do that, because the space was really small and there are a lot of people there, and the reason I could move just narrowly passing each one was because I don't give rise to the second thought, such like, oh, can I pass through? Will I bump to that person? If you had that type of thought, you wouldn't be able to pass. So only when your mind is fully, truly unified with the environment, you would just do that. And then you will be able to move around without any confinement. And that's a sense of the, you know, the space in this situation.
就是完全，你那时候真的没有所谓的，是这句话讲的哈，妄觉境界，就是你妄念或者是你整个所谓环境的状态是完全没有，那当然你就不见边表，就是没有所谓的局限了。边表就是说你被环境局限了，这个墙壁啦，这个隔绝啦，是完全没有，就是空间是这样，可是你的心里的空间是没有空间的，这样。
Because your mind is so unified, and even though you even let go the delusions of space, and the delusion of space, our normal sense of space is cut off. So even though there's a physical space for most people, when you are truly unified in deep practice, you don't have space anymore. So there's no concept of space in your mind anymore.
所以你说一个比较修行比较深的就有这种经验哈，如果一个彻悟者他一直恒常都是这样的状态，哇，他到底是怎么样的身心境界呢？
So for me it's just during the retreat, but for enlightened person they could experience all the time, and how could that be?
很难想象哈。
It's hard to imagine, right?
没关系哈，那因为时间的关系，后面还有两个哈，就下一周最后总结，好，最后总结，那希望大家把它听完哈，至少有一个整体的概念。那我今天呢，就先跟大家分享到这里。
So it's time for lunch. So we still have two more left for next talk, and the next talk is the last talk of the whole series, and I will wrap up the entire poem, and hope you will be there.
而且我会补充圣严师父会讲的一些悟者的几个状态，好，再补充一些资料跟大家分享。
And I will supplement the talk with other materials I have from 师父。
好，我们下一周见啊。
Okay, so see you all next time.
谢谢。
Thank you.